Hey, welcome back. What will land? I don't want to waste any time. I just want to run right to our phone lines to talk with our next guest. Joining us live, we've got a lot of ground to cover right now, Senator Mike Braun. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Kayla. Good to be back on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back with us. You know, originally I wanted to have you on to talk about your vote on the $40 billion, $1 million Ukraine aid package. But before we get to that, I want to start off by talking about Texas. And I got to be honest with you, Senator, our text line here at WoWo has been just going crazy. We've received so many texts about this mass shooting in Texas at an elementary school. For those of you just tuning in, 19 students dead. Three adults also dead, including the shooter. But Senator, one text really stuck out to me. This texter writes, and I quote, "In the midst of national tragedies, we look to our leaders for comfort, compassion, and healing. As I sat with my family last night, half scared for our family, half numb for the families that lost loved ones, I tuned in to listen to our president speak, hoping to hear compassion for those lost, hoping to hear hope for a better future, that those lives wouldn't be lost in vain. And what did I hear? But the most tone-deaf political rhetoric in my 45 years of life. I sit here this morning truly embarrassed of our country and, more importantly, of our president." You know, Senator, I couldn't help but really agree with that texter this morning. The president stood at the podium yesterday and said, you know, all of these families were going to need help. But then he left that podium offering no help. So, Senator, what can we do to move on from mass shootings being a problem in our schools?
Well, I watched the same clip, and it was disappointing because it pivoted political so quickly. And, you know, this is something that has recurred. I was on our own local school board for 10 years from 04 to 14. And the first thing that we need to do is what we did back then is these are soft targets that get hit way too often. You could not get into our school, period, even as a school board member. You'd have had to have broken through something and it would have never worked. We need to do that minimally. I'd like to see that happen, you know, throughout the localities and states. I always have pause when it comes to us crafting a solution here. But, and then pivoting so quickly from, you know, the tragedy, what the families are going through, to the political, you know, discussion of where, you know, the other side of the aisle's been forever, to me was crass. And we're not going to solve this problem from the top down. On the other hand, we need to look at common sense things and on these targets that repeatedly get breached in the most tragic way, there are solutions there. And we need to focus on that. And I don't think the solution comes from here. It needs to be done what I believed in on almost all things, where we craft it from the bottom up, not some idea here that's going to suit half the country and probably not suit the other half.
I do want to move on just because we've got a lot to cover. And I do want to talk Ukraine for just a moment. You voted against supporting a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Why did you vote the way you voted, Senator?
Very simple. I'm one of the few senators here that even if I like the policy, I'm going to vote against it if it's got a phony pay for or in this case, no pay for. And I also put out there anything that we do to help the Ukrainians, which I think we need to err on the side of doing it, but not in the way we normally do things. It begs the question, why is not the EU matching or not exceeding what we're doing? It's the same thing that Trump talked about, getting them to pay their fair share. This is their own backyard. You've had a few of them step up. You got countries like France and Italy that are actually backpedaling on the whole effort to help a nation that is working so hard against a brutal dictator and butcher, Putin. But again, those are the reasons anybody that hears that, they really don't have a good comeback. We need to make sure that on whatever we do, we pay for it. And in this case, we need to ask the Europeans to at least match us.
Amen. Amen to that, Senator. I could not agree with you more. Really quick, speaking of votes in the Senate, I also want to touch on the Access to Baby Formula Act. It also passed out of the Senate. How did you vote on that one and why?
So I think that one went through on unanimous consent, I believe, because it needed to be done quickly. And in the case of that whole issue, that gave me concern when I learned of the market structure. Number one, there are too few players. I've been a believer that you got to promote competition, no barriers to entry. When two companies control 70-80% of a market, that's an oligopoly approaching a monopoly. The other issue that got overlooked was who delayed the whole process the longest. When I looked into it, it was probably the FDA. Abbott was actually vindicated. They were not part of whatever they were being looked at to begin with in terms of tainted baby formula. And then why did it take 2 months to get to that decision? Why did it take another month and a half? That's our government that drags its feet on too many things. But when it comes to the industry itself, we need to promote competition, transparency, no barriers to entry. That's one reason we had a dependency that needed to, that probably wasn't necessary if we had truly free broad markets on that particular product.
Do you think we're going to get any answers into what really did happen, Senator, in regards to the FDA shutting down this baby formula plant in Michigan, whether they really needed to do so or not, and the timeline? I mean, are we going to really get any answers?
The best I can give you in terms of looking into it is that Abbott did it voluntarily out of caution and then got caught up in the regulatory process. And it is a morass across any agency. I've been working on trying to speed things through the FDA on diseases like ALS and other things that would make sense to have a little different approach to it. It's like talking to the side of the barn in trying to get them to change. They, I think, got bureaucratic with it. It took too long. You exhausted what was on the shelves. That's why we had to ship it in from Germany. And it's got a couple things that we need to look at. And I think I mentioned the two, and I think that's what happened.
Gotcha. Well, Senator, I appreciate your time and running through so much content with us this morning.
Hey, no problem. Good talking to you.
That's Senator Mike Braun joining us live here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.